So we're just going to relax and breathe. Feels so good to just close my eyes and breathe deeply and slowly. And I invite you to join me, just finding that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity all the time. Ever available to us, this sanctuary of the heart, as we breathe into our heart space and allow ourselves to rest. Give ourselves permission to take a time out here. Put ourselves in time out in the most positive way. And delight in the space of ease and peace that is ever waiting for us as we just stop and relax and turn inward for a little while to give ourselves a blessing. For it is a blessing to our mind, our heart, our body, our being, to relax into the peace and allow ourselves to open that beautiful doorway to the infinite. Doorway to the infinite, opening that door that would take us outside the box of physical reality. And that's what the Abraham quote from this past week is all about. It's about thinking outside the box. Abraham said, "Most humans, we love you so much. Offer most of your vibrational offering, which is your point of attraction, from a place of observation, observing what is. Well, that means nothing can change. Different places, different faces. But when you observe you don't have enough money, more money can't come. And a new way to bring more money can't come, because your dominant vibration is about what is. Same thing with body appearance or state of being. Same thing with everything. Every subject you can think of, you're observing what is keeps it from changing. So you've got to find some way of thinking beyond what is. So just for fun, we thought a good way of saying that would be to think outside the box of reality. Think inside the box of the vortex, where everything you've asked for is, and it is in a vibrational state, and it is becoming, and your inner being is focused upon it. There is a point of attraction there, and cooperative components are being gathered. So let's think about thinking outside the box, which means I'm going to think beyond the money I've got in the bank. I'm going to think beyond that. Esther caught herself doing some of the focus on what is the other day, where she was choosing something that would enhance her life tremendously, that would give her ease and some people who are working with her more ease, but it was costly. And for a few days, she didn't let herself go there because she was thinking inside a box of practicality or inside a box of budgeting, or inside a box of not getting carried away. And then after pondering and thinking outside the box, she got so much a vibrational match with a vision of improvement that inside the box no longer applied. It was a vibrational shift that took place there. And suddenly, that's how it feels when something bursts into your conscious awareness. Suddenly, the old way of thinking just would not do. And a feeling of freedom, a feeling of expansion, of yes, were so strong within her that for a moment she wondered, why didn't I see that right away? And we said, the reason that you don't see things right away is because when you're inside the box, you can't see beyond the limitations of the edges of the box. But when you've decided to begin thinking outside the box, you give yourself the freedom to feel abundance, even if you don't have it. We offer processes for that. We say carry around $100 and decide that you're not going to spend it, that you're going to use it for outside the box thinking. And then all day long, think about things that are luxurious in nature, or maybe frivolous in nature by your inside the box thinking. But now you're a little outside the box because you've got $100 in your pocket, in your wallet, in your possession, that if you wanted to, you could spend on that perfume or that meal or that experience. You're outside the box because you've got it and you could do it. And it doesn't take very much. You carry that $100 around and you spend it outside the box, which means not inside the box. Inside the box, you spend it and you bring what you spent it on home with you. But this $100 is outside the box. So you spend it and you spend it and you spend it and you spend it. You spend it vibrationally. You spend it emotionally. You spend it mentally. You spend it outside the box. And what you don't know until you've done this a while is that when you do that, you find yourself vibrating outside the box. Your point of attraction relative to money is now proportionate to how much you've spent vibrationally. It's not about how much is in your bank account. And we promise you, things start happening. Someone sends you a check you didn't expect, or someone you don't even know offers you something because they have it to offer, and there you are. Or you buy a lottery ticket that gives you some money, or you find that someone left you inheritance that you didn't even know knew about you, or you get a refund from something that you didn't know there was a refund due on, or somebody offers you an increase in wages, or you improve something in your sales job that gives you a bonus you weren't expecting. All kinds of things come to you by the path of least resistance. And when you think outside the box, your path of more allowance becomes dominant. It is really, really fun to get outside the box. And so we are going to enjoy being outside the box for a little while today. So let's just relax and breathe again. Coming back to that beautiful place of peace. Feeling that centered place where our minds become more quiet, where we give ourselves permission to just rest, to allow our thinking to become more spacious, to allow our mind and heart to entrain so that the beautiful bigger field of the heart becomes the dominant energy. And when that happens, it entrains our body into a perfect harmonious connection, which means our entire being becomes more peaceful, more connected, more in alignment with our inner being. And we can feel the love that is ever present. And so I invite you to step outside the box of what is, to think beyond where you've been before, and to feel a deeper connection to Source, to your inner being, to Beloved, whatever you call that divine energy that is ever within and everywhere outside. For there is only one light, one love, one peace, one power, that divine, infinite, non-physical energy that is everywhere and always, is right here, right now, is each one of us. And as we breathe into that expansive knowing of who we are, we step outside the box of this physical reality. And we begin to remember at a much more powerful level that we are, yes, humans. We have a body and a mind, a personality, a name, a life. But we are also non-physical. We are finite, yes, but we are also infinite. We are that love that is as expansive as the universe. And it is ever directed to us and through us and as us. So as we step outside the box into that expansive, non-physical, infinite, eternal nature that is the truth of who we are, let's take this moment on the outside to look back inside the box, inside the body, inside what is, and share consciously from that perspective, share the infinite love, the infinite intelligence, the infinite creativity, right back into the body, mind, spirit of this being that we are privileged to be in this lifetime. And as we look from that broader perspective into this specific what is glows from the point of view of Source, through the eyes of our inner being, we are love, we are light, we are beauty and harmony and health and grace and wholeness, we are abundance and prosperity. And so from this place where we are seeing through Source eyes, let us see the beauty and the power, the intelligence and the beingness of spirit in action in the world as us. Each of our lives is such a blessing. We were chosen by non-physical to become the hands, the heart, the eyes, the mind, the laughter of our non-physical expansive aspect right here, right now. We are chosen. We did the choosing from this broader perspective. But as we see what we chose with such love, such approval, such appreciation, we have this beautiful, beautiful sense that all is truly well, that everything in this life is unfolding for good. And we take delight in orchestrating all of the best the best experiences, the best rendezvous, the most expansive, exciting, delightful things that can happen. We help to make that happen from this expansive perspective that we are. And it is grace in action to watch this all unfold. And we feel such delight in it. And that's from outside the box. And so I invite you to invite outside the box, inside the box of physical perspective again, vibrating and resonating with that view of who we are from outside the box, carrying the broadest perspective into the local perspective, feeling our hearts open and receptive to that love, that appreciation, that approval, that joy that spirit feels in looking at us, in living as us, in seeing through our eyes, in investigating our lives. And let us see ourselves quiet and able to allow more and more and more of that broader perspective into our local perspective, so that inside the box expands the box. So more and more of our inside the box life is also outside the box. And our inner being is ever present there, as is the ever and always truth. But we aren't always, or sometimes even often, conscious of that broader part of us, the larger part that is ever here with us. And so in this moment, as we relax in this space, we can allow that wholeness, that fullness that exists everywhere and always to flow in us and through us and as us, and be who we show up in a glowing, radiant way in this day, in this time. It is such a blessing to feel that incredibly loving energy flowing through our bodies, refreshing every organ, cell, and system as it all just percolates and vibrates with this joyful energy. And I always say, my mother's used to say, it's spring and the sap's rising. And I am in this moment feeling my sap rising as this is an incredibly joyful opportunity to feel that remarkable fullness, that glorious love inside and outside, so that life is glowing, it's transformed, and to see the beauty and the harmony and the grace that is already here inside the box. What a beautiful box we reside in that has this capacity to expand, to allow, to be so amazingly expressive. That beauty is just moving. And as we see through the eyes of Source from our local perspective, our eyes fall upon things that we can easily love and appreciate. I'm looking at a Norfolk Island pine that sits in my kitchen that's 25 years or more old, and it is just such a glorious expression of being outside on the inside And I am just loving this plant that's been with me for decades that most of the time I hardly look at or notice other than to water it once in a while. But what it is, what a joy it is to suddenly see something ordinary, normal, right here through the eyes of Source, and to see the wonder of it, to see the beauty of it, to imagine stroking my fingers down its beautiful needles and feeling the softness of those branches. I know how they feel, but right now how they feel is bringing tears to my eyes because I am feeling the power, the wonder, the amazing nature of that beautiful plant. So I invite you to look around or on the inside, look inside and see something in your life anew through the eyes of Source. The eyes of Source are seeing love. The eyes of Source are seeing beauty. The eyes of Source are sending appreciation and approval to whatever we imagine. And so I invite you to bring this love and send it to someone you love. And see that person through the eyes of Source. See the way their inner being appreciates them and sees the radiance of them and the life that they're living. Sees the power of who they are. And maybe even feel the delight that person's inner being feels in just being this life. What a joy it is to be this life. What a joy it is to be every life. For that power, that love is every life. That wholeness, that oneness, that beauty, that grace is every life. Wow. And so we have this capacity to color outside the lines on purpose, move outside the box, and then bring the outside the box back into the box and see through the eyes of Source. What a gift, what a grace, what a blessing it is to have the Abraham teachings to remind us so powerfully that we are powerful. That we are love, that we are light, that we are loved, and that we are radiant, just as we are. It's not like we're having to be something different. This is who we are, to perceive ourselves in that space of love. We are loved. We are loving. We are love going and coming. It is a blessing to remember who we truly are. And we've used up the time for our meditation today. So I invite you to breathe and take a moment to stretch. And just let yourself come back into this physical space, bringing with you the heart and the love and the feeling of being loved that is ours now. I am grateful, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow, Connie. Oh, man.
Connie, you had me crying.
Me too. That was fun.
That was beautiful. It was fun.
It's very powerful.
Thank you.
So, Connie, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I'm going to say this right. Is beloved more present when you share, when you take us on our journey?
I mean, yeah.
Watching you, it's as though you are not possessed, but you are involved with others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, I can see it. I can see it. It's beautiful.
Well, and today was an experience in a very small way, like Esther on the cruise when she fell and broke a rib, and then when she became Abraham, it wasn't present. It wasn't important because I had an asthma attack this morning and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do this. But, and I had no idea other than the quote, I didn't have any idea where we were going to go. And I just said, okay, I'm going to relax and trust that it all comes through. And all of that was just inspired. I didn't plan any of it.
Beautiful.
Your voice is strong. Your presence was strong. Mm-hmm. Is strong. Was strong.
Yeah.
Am strong. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's what a gift to watch. What a gift to see and sense.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.